It's absolutely breathtaking hypocrisy. Back in late 2010, when Donegal man Michael O'Boyce, who was then the president of the Garda Representative Association, was about to deliver a speech criticising the government for severe cutbacks to the Gardaí, Niall Collins called on the Garda Commissioner, Fáchna Murphy, to have him removed from the force. So he actually tried to silence the most senior representative of the Gardaí. That was his track record. And of course, his party, the Fianna Fáil party, agreed with the Troika to reduce Garda numbers to 13,000 by 2014. They agreed to cut their resources by tens of millions. And now they would tell us that's all in our imagination. I understand that they were asked to consider withdrawing the motion, considering the tragic events of recent days, but they're going ahead with it. And the fact is that Fianna Fáil, you know, are part of the consensus for cuts along with this government.
Is it your view that in light of the shooting dead of Detective Adrian Donoghue last weekend, this motion should perhaps have been put on the long finger?
I think they should have held it back for a number of weeks, certainly. I mean, you're going to look at 3 hours of debates around Garda cuts. In my view, the disgraceful and disgusting incident over in Dundalk where a Garda detective lost his life in the line of duty protecting his community is not related to Garda resources. No matter how many Gardaí on the ground, sadly, you're always going to have criminal gangs. We've seen it in Donegal, people who are willing to attack the elderly people in their own home. That's not an issue about resources purely. That's an issue about just some of the types of individuals we have in society.